following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. It's the new year, time to make resolutions that help improve your life and your business. I know an easy one that you can start saving time and money in a matter of minutes. It's called Stamps.com. How's that for a New Year's resolution? With Stamps.com, buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. That's right. You'll never waste time sitting behind Gert at the post office again. You'll never waste money again leasing a postage meter. Folks, it's just so easy to get started. You can print postage for any letter or any package the instant you need it. And the mailman picks it up, and it looks professional. It's so easy to get started. I've had friends use it, and once you do, you never go back. Now, right now, I have a special offer. If you use my first name, Colin, it's a no-risk trial. Plus, you get $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, upper right side, type in Colin. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin. It's the new year. How about this resolution? You stamp.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, 1 month from today, Valentine's Day. That's right, it's January 14th. I'm getting that out to you folks early, Jeff. Don't forget. Don't forget, Valentine's Day, just a month away. Doug Duda, Monty Kratz is signed in as my co-host today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to talk with Kevin Kugler from the Big Ten Network, from Dial Global, from all the places, radio, TV. He's just all over the place. He's like the next Gus Johnson. Or Charles Davis. He's everywhere.
He's everywhere, is right.
Hey, White Gus.
Every day is Valentine's Day in the Kratzenstein household there, Duda, so I'm glad you didn't include me in that little reminder.
I know. The love. The love is everywhere. Also, we're going to talk with Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic girls coach, undefeated, ranked number one in the Lincoln Journal Star, and they have their toughest week. They played and beat St. Cecilia on Saturday. They play Donovan Trumbull tomorrow, but then they have Pierce, undefeated, coming to their place on Friday, right after they go to Seward on Thursday. Unfortunately, those games are back-to-back nights. When you play the two best probably teams on your schedule, you wouldn't want to play them back-to-back nights, but it happens, and we'll talk with the coach about that. Monty, though, hey, I'm going to fess up a couple of things about coaching right off the start here, and I will get your thoughts on the Huskers. And by the way, a lot of folks have just been coming up to me, not necessarily all emails or text messages, saying, hey, love the roundtable, love the Husker roundtable last week, appreciate the kind words. If you didn't get to hear all of it or any of it, you can catch the roundtable. It was last Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Sean Callahan, Mike Babcock. We talked Husker football straight for about 35 minutes here on the show, recap of the season, talking about what the Huskers need, and answering some of your questions. So you can go to our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, Tuesday, January 8th show. A couple of coaching things. One, I don't know who Pete Carroll's assistants are, but they must be the best coaches in the National Football League. And on the other side of the spectrum, I'm going to get sucked in again, even though this team is probably only going to win 12 games. I don't know how Tim Miles is doing it. And you can see why they lose. And he said it, you know, pretty eloquently after the ball game yesterday. You know, I like what we're doing. And he just flat out can't come out and say, we just don't have the guys to play 40 minutes with these guys. I don't know how the hell we're hanging with them for 38. But, you know, that's basically what he's saying. And, I mean, you got the big waste of space in the middle and Andre Almeida, who doesn't even score yesterday. And this team is within one with 2.5 minutes to go on the road after going to Michigan, the number two team in the country, on Wednesday. And, I mean, we're just 17 games into the season.
Well, it's a perfect example of how some of the best coaching jobs aren't always done by teams that win a whole bunch, because I don't think there's any doubt that if you look at what's been done thus far, and I know it's middle of the season, whatever, but with what you have to work with. I was giggling. I was laughing, watching that game, and there'd be plays, and we would hit a shot that there's no way we should have hit it, and all of a sudden they'd come down, and they would have a dunk, or they'd have that block shot. Did you see that block shot at the was it Gallegos? It was free, and that guy came flying in from half court and just slapped that thing, and I thought, this is men versus boys, and then you look at the bottom, you forget what the score is, you look at the bottom, and we're still hanging tough. I mean, a lot of credit to those players and to Tim Miles and his staff for what he's done thus far. Like I said, it's a guy going into a gunfight with a knife is what it is.
And on the other side, while the NFL game was on yesterday, I was also watching the Nebraska women. And you know what? I pay attention. Okay, now most of the listeners to this program, maybe they don't pay attention, or they just want to know if they won or lost. Mm-hmm. I was, I guess maybe for the first time, not the first time, but I was disappointed in the way Nebraska played yesterday. It looked totally undisciplined while Penn State went on this big run. Okay, they went like on a 33-10 run from the end of the first to the start of the second. That's maybe 8 minutes or less. So that's a 23-point run, and Nebraska loses by 20. But, I mean, it looked worse than watching some NBA games. And you know what I'm talking about. Run down, drive the lane, throw the ball up, not even looking where you're going. Run down, throw up an undisciplined three, time after time after time. And I guess the reason I point that out, I thought this was supposed to be a team that challenged for the conference title and made their deepest run, had a chance to make their deepest run in the NCAA tournament, either the best or the second best team that Nebraska's ever had. You got two of the supposed top players in the country, and I think they are Jordan Hooper and Lindsey Moore, and I think Lindsey Moore is surpassing Jordan Hooper this season. But don't they must not have anything else.
Well, to me, and again, I haven't studied it, I haven't watched it. It'll get late in the season before I really pay attention, yeah. Unfortunately, I'm being honest. But I think sometimes chemistry plays a big part of it. Sometimes players forget who their best players are, and they need to be reminded over and over again. When you look at that team, you know, Lindsey Moore and Hooper, they need to be taking, I threw out a number, 80% of the shots in that team. But in a college women's game, it's a little bit different because of that quick shot clock and because the style is just a little bit different. And sometimes they take shots that you would say in a normal situation might not be great shots, but that's kind of the style of a lot of those teams and the way they play.
I wonder if I don't know enough about Penn State to know that maybe they just got caught. And let's face it, Penn State's a top 10 team and it's at their place, and I get all that. But it just seemed like they got swept up there in a hurry, and the floodgates open, because Nebraska actually made a nice, they were down early, they cut it to a bucket, I think, a three-point game, maybe even one, and then that run started, and it seemed like they panicked. So hopefully Nebraska gets it turned back around. I think they're going to be fine, and they're going to make the NCAA tournament, and they're going to be a good basketball team. But I was just three different, all yesterday, just kind of the coaches, we don't talk about them unless you think they're messing things up. But Miles good, Seattle's assistants, coordinators, great, because how in the world, they fall behind, they see what's wrong, they translate that to Russell Wilson, and whatever they're doing defensively, because obviously they're behind because the defense is giving up some points. But they're finding ways to turn things around. Pretty impressive. And the scary thing is, I think they're going to be good for a while.
So how come you aren't giving that credit to Pete Carroll? You said Pete, you said
he's assistants. Not making the changes. I mean, not during the game. Do you think?
I absolutely agree. You got to realize that I'm not the world's biggest Pete Carroll fan. And so I agree. I think he's a motivator. I think he's the rah-rah guy. He's that. But you're right. It's his coordinators and his staff that are making those X's and O's changes. So I just kind of messing with you. There's certain guys that I have a hard time rooting for. He doesn't fit into that really bad category for me, but I have a hard time rooting for Pete Carroll just because of his history with USC and the way he does things. And you know me, I'm kind of old school about the way you do things. I just don't like it.
Well, and maybe that was a little bit of it yesterday, but I have other reasons that I was rooting for Atlanta, and I am sure happy that Matt Bryant knocked through that 49-yard field goal, because Atlanta did everything they could to give that away. And I see a lot of Tony Romo and poor Matt Ryan.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, you talk about a legacy. This is the chance. This is the year. You know, it has to happen sometime where Matt Ryan has to either take that next step or be pushed aside as one of those guys that does it during the regular season and doesn't get it done during the playoffs. I'll root for Falcons at some point just because Tony Gonzalez in his 15-year career, I want to see him go to a Super Bowl.
Atlanta, a 3-point underdog at home to the San Francisco 49ers, and the New England Patriots, a 9.5-point favorite at home in the rematch with the Baltimore Ravens, and discuss a little bit of the NFL playoffs. He has just thawed out, ladies and gentlemen, from Denver on Saturday, who saw an exciting ball game with Baltimore winning it by a score of 38-35, double overtime. Kevin Kugler, our friend who still calls Omaha home, and with the Big Ten Network, he's covering all the hoops, also with Dial Global covering the football. Kevin, have you thought out? And welcome back, buddy.
I have. I appreciate it. Good to be back. And, yeah, it was cold. It was an extremely cold day, but it was an incredibly exciting football game. Really just part of a great weekend. They always call that divisional weekend the best weekend of the year for football, and I think this weekend kind of trumped it. What a bevy of great games. Last night's nightcap was sort of a ho-hum affair in comparison, but we had three of the four games this weekend that were just edge-of-your-seat excitement. What fun.
And the fans had to be happy because every single game went over, and we all know what that means for the casual fan. Doug Dudamonte Kratzenstein here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Just one more thought, and Monty's got some questions as well. Kevin, everybody's going to blame it on the defensive back. Yes, that's the big play, and you can't let that happen. And we've all called a game where we want to say on the air, how the hell did that just happen? But I thought Baltimore, for the most of the game that I saw and listened to, outplayed Denver. Your thoughts on that? Is that true in your eyes?
Well, certain aspects. Now, special teams, Denver dominated. You had two great returns by Trendon Holiday, which were huge difference makers in the game. Baltimore's defense did a very nice job in limiting Denver's opportunities to do things. And Denver didn't help themselves. Denver was relatively conservative as the game went on because they were trying to protect that game. And yet, you say Baltimore may have outplayed them. Denver had about a 97% chance to win that game. You give it back to Baltimore, they have to go 70 yards, no timeouts in 30 seconds or 40 seconds or whatever the time was on the clock when they got it back, and you feel pretty good about your chances on that opposing sideline. It was just one of those plays that surprised every single person in the entire building, whether you were on the Ravens sideline or on the Broncos sideline. There's no way you went into that final possession for the Ravens and thought it in regulation and thought, oh, they're probably going to uncork a 70-yard bomb here. It's like needing 4 points to tie the game in basketball and somebody fouling the three-point shooter, although it's probably even more improbable than that.
Yeah, Kevin, Monty Kratzenstein here. It's been a long time since I talked to you. Hey,
how are you, Monty?
I'm great. Hey, I how'd you draw this assignment? I mean, I feel really sorry for you. You didn't have very many storylines, nothing really to talk to you about. Peyton Manning, you know, Ray Lewis, nobody really talked about that. When you're doing a game like that, how do you draw the line into, boy, I got to find something different to talk about or new, different storyline because this thing has been beat to death?
Well, you don't necessarily. I mean, it's sort of, you take the mantra of top 40 radio. What are the hits? Well, the hits are Peyton Manning trying to advance in the playoffs. The hits are Ray Lewis. Is this his last game? The hits are Joe Flacco. What's Joe Flacco's future with the Baltimore Ravens? A free agent at the end of the year, and a guy who, heard you guys talk about Matt Ryan, a guy who's been almost as maligned despite the fact that he's won playoff games, and Joe Flacco. And what's his future with the Baltimore Ravens? All of those storylines were the prevailing storylines going in, and you have to hit those during the broadcast because, as it turns out, those were all very important participants in the game. Peyton Manning's interception in the first overtime was the backbreaker, and everybody knew that it was going to be because the Ravens have a great young kicker in Justin Tucker. So unless the Ravens did something foolish, and they did not, basically just running the ball up the middle at the end of the first overtime and then in the second overtime to get in position for Tucker to kick the field goal, unless something out of the ordinary happened for a guy who only missed three field goals all year, that play was the difference maker, and it was Peyton Manning who made the play. So those are the storylines going in, and unless the game dictates something else, at least from my standpoint, those are still the storylines as you're doing the game.
Yeah, good point.
Kevin Kugler with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Monday as he gets ready for some Big Ten basketball this week. We'll get his thoughts on that in just a moment. I said before the playoffs started, and nobody really kind of envisioned this scenario, if you look at the point spreads in the ball games, I thought Baltimore was the only team that could win at New England because they've been there, they've done that, they understand it. what do they got to do to beat a New England team that, once again, just flat out doesn't make mistakes?
Well, and that's the problem that everybody has when you play New England. Two things, tempo and mistake-free football. Tom Brady runs that offense at such a good tempo, and they can crank it up even faster than what we've seen over the course of the last few weeks. I did a game against the Broncos, Patriots and Broncos, earlier this season. I've never seen an NFL offense run as fast and as efficient as the Patriots offense did when they ran hurry-up, and they ran it most of the game. It was such a fast tempo. They can do that kind of thing to the Ravens, I think, because the Ravens are going to have played an awful lot of snaps on the defensive side of the football. They were on the field for 80-some plays against the Colts. Then they play into a double overtime this past weekend at altitude. Now they've got to turn around and go to New England, which is not exactly an easy place to play. If you're the Patriots, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see Bill Belichick go back to that tempo offense, really kick up the pace, try to wear out these Ravens on defense, who are not necessarily the youngest group of defenders in the National Football League, and also are guys who are going to have gone through two very physical and very grueling games against the Colts and now the Broncos.
Kevin, why is it when I'm talking to local guys, and I'm not as worldly as you certainly, but why is it that so many people hate the New England Patriots? What is it? Is it that old New York Yankee, they're successful? Why is that?
Well, two theories on this. I don't know if either of these are correct, but these are the theories. One, the Spygate thing rubbed football fans the wrong way to a certain degree because they see that as more of an integrity of the game thing, even than some of the stuff that the Saints were charged with in the Bountygate stuff. There are people who still to this day relish in the fact that since the Spygate deal, the Patriots have not won a Super Bowl. People are very, you hear that all the time throughout the National Football League, that people are very excited about the fact that they haven't won since the Spygate. They haven't won without being able to do the Spygate thing. That's one thing. The second thing, and maybe these are in reverse order, is for a lot of people, it's just you love to hate the winners. Mm-hmm. If that's not your team, the team that is successful so many times becomes the team that the rest of the world hates because they're always beating your team. And so if you're somebody who is not a Patriots fan, it becomes very easy to go, yeah, I don't like that team. They keep winning. They just keep winning. You know, as a Cubs fan, I never have that issue. I hope my team always loses, so it's not like I got a lot of people jumping on going, boy, we'd love to be a part of that 100-loss season. But as you know, as a Patriots fan, I'm sure they love what the success has been. But as people outside the Patriots organization, Patriots more often than not beat their team, so it becomes easy to dislike a team like that.
See, I think your theories are a lot better than mine. I was just going to go with everybody's jealous of Tom Brady's wife and also the fact they've had a bad experience with Boston area fans. Those were my two theories, but I think yours were probably a little better.
your Boston fan area thing, you may be onto something with that, Monty, because I know a lot of people who bristle at the thought of Boston fans. So that you may be onto something with that one.
Okay.
Couple minutes left here with Kevin Kugler, Big Ten Network, Dial Global, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk about the NFC. I think you probably grabbed more of the AFC as far as your coverage, it seemed like to me this year. But what do you think about Atlanta and San Francisco?
Well, I was one who was skeptical of the move when Alex Smith went out with a concussion and Colin Kaepernick came in. Not skeptical because I doubted Colin Kaepernick's ability, but just skeptical because I didn't think Alex Smith was the reason that the Niners didn't get to the Super Bowl last year, because he wasn't. He played fine in those games in the playoffs. It was a special teams breakdown that cost the Niners the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. I was surprised when Jim Harbaugh made that move, but it certainly looks like a move that has paid off. Now, I do think they have to win this weekend for that move to fully pay off and make it to the Super Bowl, because after all, Alex Smith took this team to this position last year. We'll see if this Colin Kaepernick-led team can be as impressive as they were against the Packers this weekend. Colin Kaepernick is a special, special quarterback. And we're really moving into a really fun era, I think, for quarterbacks in the National Football League. Assuming RG3 comes back healthy from his injury, Russell Wilson has become just a revelation in the National Football League. Colin Kaepernick has been fun to watch. I'm Andrew Luck from an older school kind of quarterback as a young QB is fun to watch. This is going to be a really exciting era for offense in the NFL. And I think we get to see a little bit of that this weekend, where you go with Colin Kaepernick going against a more traditional and still young quarterback in Matt Ryan. I'm anxious to see how that game plays out on Sunday afternoon.
Isn't it interesting how for so long it was the pro and the influencing the college game? And then you have this secular effect or kind of cycles around, and now all of a sudden the college game seems to be affecting the NFL game with those quarterbacks that you talked about. Did you ever think you'd see in a game of this magnitude in the NFL a quarterback rushing for 183 yards?
No. No, and because no one ever has. I mean, it was one of the great performances that you'll ever see in an NFL playoff game. And I saw a number the other day, and I'm going to misquote the number. It was something like all but three of his yards came before contact. And you hear about Adrian Peterson, who's got all the yards after contact, which is impressive in and of itself. But for Colin Kaepernick, all but three of his rushing yards came before contact. In other words, nobody could touch this kid. And if I'm a runner, which I'm certainly not, both of you have seen me before, you know I'm not anywhere near the build of Kaepernick or anybody else. But if I'm a runner, I like the idea of not being touched. That's what I go for.
But doesn't that speak to the scheme and the game plan and the X's and O's part of it just as much as it does to his ability? Because if he's not getting touched, when you looked at a lot of the plays they were running and their X's and O's, you know, that was a college. There was a lot of college plays in there, you know, with the zone read or the bootleg and things like that. And that, to me, that's fun to watch.
Well, and you give a lot of credit to the offensive line. They're being asked to do some different things, certainly, than they would have been doing in their National Football League career up to this point. And the same with those wide receivers. I mean, you've got a guy like Randy Moss. You've got a guy like Michael Crabtree who are being asked to block on the edge for a mobile quarterback. Neither one of those guys are, I'm guessing, particularly interested in being blocking wide receivers in the NFL. But they're doing it because it's working. And then the Niners are, as you said, the favorites on the road for a chance to go to the Super Bowl because all of those guys appear to have bought in, and they all appear to really like Colin Kaepernick, who's leading this team.
Quick thought on basketball. Kevin Kugler with us here before we let him get off to get ready for tonight's game. Our gal KK Hauser and Purdue going to take on Ohio State. I'm on Andy Markowski's bandwagon. I didn't like the Nebraska hire of Tim Miles from the reasons that we both know that we have stated, just because it seemed like the same old thing. But I'll tell you what, he's quickly winning me over. I don't know how they hung with either Michigan or Michigan State. Quick thought on that?
It's masterful work is what it is, because you're going into a fight essentially with one arm tied behind your back and the other arm is incapacitated in a sling. They've had those kind of injuries all year long. And when you're down to essentially, well, yesterday, for example, five scholarship players after Almeida fouled out, and Almeida really was not that big of a factor in that game, had all kinds of problems inside against the guys from Michigan State and didn't score. If you're looking for somebody to say, this is why this is happening, it's Tim Miles. He is taking what little there is. And look, everybody loves Doc Stadler. I like Doc. Doc's a good guy. There's not a lot of talent on that team right now.
No.
It's a thin, thin, thin roster. And Tim Miles is cobbling things together as best he can. Now, I know Tim Miles and everybody else are already tired of losing. And it's moral victories are wonderful for a fan base that is starved for any sort of respectability from their basketball team. But I know Tim Miles is getting a little antsy for one of those games to go into the win column. We'll see Wednesday night. I've got the game on BTN on Wednesday night when Purdue comes to town. Purdue's a very young basketball team with a lot of talent, but like a lot of young teams, they've been up and down this year. We'll see if Wednesday night, if Nebraska plays hard, if Nebraska gets good effort, maybe they get UBell back for a limited amount of time. If they can get that kind of play and have good shooting nights, because it's all going to hinge on what Talley and Gallegos can do from the floor as shooters, if they can get a good shooting night, they can steal a win on Wednesday night. I think that'll be a close game.
And like I told Monty, without UBell, and you still got the biggest waste of space in the middle since Richard Van Poltergeist, and I'll tell you what, Almeida just, he amazes me every single time. Monty, anything before we let Kev get to practice?
No, but if I can live vicariously through Kevin, it's, you know, he got to see this NFL game. He's going Big Ten basketball. I know it isn't all glory, Kevin, but nice work.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
How's the kids' teams doing?
The who?
Your kids' teams. How's your basketball teams doing?
I have kids? What are you talking about?
I see pictures on Facebook from time to time to know that they're still out there. I'm sure that's
my
how you keep
me
up.
Weekly emails with updates to let me know about, you know, that they're alive, that they're well, that, you know, we've just spent more money on clothes. Yeah, it's all, I get those updates regularly.
Just keep sending the checks. Hey, Kev, I'll let you get back to work. Sure appreciate the time as always.
I enjoyed it. Thanks, guys.
Take care. Kevin Kugler from Dial Global Big Ten Network. He does have the Purdue-Ohio State game tonight. He'll be in Lincoln doing the Husker game on Wednesday.
Busy, busy guy.
Yeah, he's got it. I mean, we do the same thing. He's just on a plane. I'm in a car.
You're sitting here with me, and he's on national TV. That's a little bit difference there,
that's
Chief.
That's better than severe, I'll tell you that right now. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Anytime you want to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda and Monty Kratzenstein today, or you can send us an email via the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining. If maybe you got in a little fender bender with the weather the way it is in the winter, they'll take care of it. They'll pop those dents. And you don't want to leave them in a long time when it's cold, folks, because a little harder to work on. So take care of that by getting to the Dent Popper. And again, the email address, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We do have college men's basketball tonight, Louisville and Connecticut at 6 o'clock here on ESPN Radio. Folks, do you have constant hassles with your electrically powered pivot irrigation system? Are you wondering if there is a better choice? Well, there is. And as we've been telling you, you're going to get ready to get into the field sooner than you even could possibly imagine. This will melt up, and you'll be out there trying to get things done as quickly as you can in 2013. Well, take the advice of Dan Mercer, who farms near Gibbon. The choice is simple. He has 7 hydrostatically powered T&L pivot systems and says when spring comes around, I just hit the button, and they work. Boy, wouldn't it be great if everything worked like that? You too, though, folks, can discover the T&L difference like Dan did and like the Mercers did. See your local T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. Simple, TLIRR.com. TLIRR.com. It's T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. We'll chat with Kearney Catholic girls basketball coach Rick Petrie. They're number one in C1. And we've got Monty's take on the Big Red. We've talked basketball, but we're going to have a little football talk as well, plus some Huskers playing in all-star games, senior games in this weekend and the next weekend, so we'll give you an update on that as well. Keep it here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Guitar Center's January clearance sale is the treasure hunt musicians wait for every year. Score premium gear from major brands at unheard-of discounts. We're talking about jewels from Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, Roland, Pro Tools, Shure, Apple, and more. Up to 80% off list. And this week, a wealth of incredible new deals just arrived at Guitar Center. So stop by and walk out with a gem you've always wanted and a price you only dreamed about. Hurry to Guitar Center's January clearance sale and claim your treasure before it's gone.
Are you a man? Mancore. Mancore is the brand new cutting-edge formula for all men, found only at Complete Nutrition. Do you want to shrink your gut and lean up to help eliminate those love handles? What if you regain the sex drive you had in your 20s? Ignite your energy and stamina and feel younger than ever. Be the man you used to be. With Mancore's cutting-edge formula, you can lose the gut, ignite energy, and skyrocket your sex drive. Mancore is the tool every guy needs to regain that edge. Mancore. Get to Complete Nutrition today and go from just being a man to being the man with Mancore.
Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, talk to your consultant about adjusting your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
It's the Super Bowl prize party that keeps on giving. From Cunningham's Journal and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Register at Cunningham's or Russell's Appliance and Electronics. You can even redeem ESPN Superstation Superfan Rewards Points. For more entry chances, just log into the Rewards Club store to redeem as many points as you want to for bonus entries. Oh, and about that keeps on giving part? Yeah. Well, if you win the Super Bowl party at Cunningham's, you get to keep the 72-inch big screen TV. A drawing the week before Super Sunday determines the winner.
We'll see partial sunshine developing here for today with southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour, and we'll see a high in the lower 20s. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, southwest winds will continue at around 5 to 10 and a low near 2 above. Right now, 16.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자. Okay, we won't play too much of Gangnam Style, but...
Well, quit dancing. I'm tired of watching you dance.
I saw something I didn't think I would ever see Saturday night, and this is why you should never have office parties.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Our boss knows who he is. I can't believe... See, we had to bring in outside help, and he did a good one.
Really?
Craig did a good Gangnam, yeah. And he's lived to tell about it, too.
Let me YouTube that right now, because I guarantee someone's got it somewhere, right?
I don't know. Did you guys get that?
I pulled it up on my phone, but it was so dark that you can't tell.
Good move.
He had that plan. That was his. He dimmed the lights before he started dancing.
That was a good move. Good move. A Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Dudamani Kratzenstein with you here on this Monday. Tomorrow, Damon Day will be in as a co-host. Brian Rosenthal, the Lincoln Journal Star, will join us. We'll talk about the Husker basketball team a little more in depth. Loper Link coming up on Wednesday, and then get you closer to what's going on later this week. We expect that we're going to have a pretty cool guest on the program. We have a lot of cool guests, but somebody that we haven't had for a long, long time. Also, the UNK Baseball Banquet is coming up this Saturday, so don't forget about that. Damon will tell us more about that tomorrow. Their 6th annual Upper Deck Club Banquet is this Saturday. Registration social time from about 5 to 6, then the dinner, the live auction. They'll honor the Kearney Little League team. Tickets are only $25 per person. That gets you the dinner as well. And they'd love to have you be a part of it. You can go to lopers.com, check out the baseball page for more information, or you can contact Coach Day as well. And that is the 6th Annual Upper Deck Club Baseball Banquet at the Unis Conference Center here in Kearney on Saturday. Social 5 to 6, and then the program and meal begins at 6 o'clock. All right. You're always calm. You're always party line. Obviously, support the team at all costs. I've never even really heard you criticize the team unless there's a Pelini outburst or something that has really nothing to do with the on-the-field play. But Monty Kratzenstein, we have broke down a lot of football. We've kind of let it settle off to the side, but now we've got some of the kids that are going to go play in the NFL Players Association game out in California, the Collegiate Bowl. Ben Cotton, Will Compton, Cameron Meredith announced over the weekend. Basically what we were talking about most of the time, you're satisfied with the season, you're not satisfied with the season, and kind of that three things. We regressed, we stayed the same, we moved forward. I think we just kind of slightly moved forward by getting to the Big Ten championship game, by bouncing back from a tough loss. Obviously, it seems to me that the number one thing that really killed all Nebraska fans was not losing in the Big Ten championship game, but getting blown out, and nobody can get over that. And so I'm just wondering, where do you think the Husker football program is right now?
Well, I would agree with you. I would say that it made a little bit of progress, not nearly the progress that we all wanted it to make. My question would be, if we would have lost that Big Ten game 28-20, something like that, and then lost to Georgia in the same manner that we did, would the feelings be the same?
I think expectations would have been we could have beaten Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I think nobody thought we could beat Georgia until it got close to game time and the spread wasn't 22.
The Big Ten championship game was such... it's just weird. I I know a little bit. I'm not a genius when it comes to football, but I never saw that coming. I just did not see that coming. And then afterwards, you didn't know how to react to it. You didn't know what to think about it. And, you know, you can knee-jerk and say all these things about what happened. That was the same team that had a tremendous amount of heart throughout that last part of the season and stringing together those wins. So, you know, it all of a sudden, their character didn't change. Their talent didn't change. It wasn't like we had unbelievable talent and personnel when we were winning those games. It wasn't like we had horrible, horrible talent when we got our tails kicked in that game. So, you know, it's kind of one of those anomalies where, you know, there's a million different theories, but I don't know if anybody has the right answer. The biggest thing, the biggest challenge going into that bowl game was, don't kid yourself, they were emotionally fragile. I mean, if Georgia would have came out and got up two touchdowns or 17 points, what do you think would have happened at that point? But so, again, sometimes I get accused of being too much of a glass half full guy, but I think the performance in the bowl game was very, very good. I hate to say satisfied because that makes it sound like you're complacent with it, but I was satisfied with that bowl game. There's no doubt in anybody's mind, including myself, that have to get to the next step. We have to take that next step because, you know, 9 wins and 10 wins for Bo Pelini at this point is not enough. Now, what are you going to do, fire him? I mean, that's the argument that I have with people all the time when they say we're tired of it. You know, we're tired of, you know, 9 wins, blah, 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 isn't good enough. 10 wins isn't good enough. We got to do this. And I always go back to, so what are you going to do? If you had a magic wand, what do you do? Who can you hire that's going to be better? If you can go out and hire somebody that's better that you know is going to be better, which that isn't the case. Yeah. You don't know anything for sure. What are you going to do? So, you know, people get – it's funny how – now the word, you know, there's certain words that have become a negative connotation with this program. For example, execution. You know, we didn't execute. People, you know, execution is a term that I use a lot of time, and it's a positive sort of thing, right? Oh, we got to execute. We got to do this. The other thing is the process. You know, that was one of those coined phrases where we talk about it's a process, and now it's all of a sudden become a negative term. We're tired of the process. We're tired of it. But God, it is. It's a process, and so you look at. Okay, what do we have to do now? Right now,
yeah,
what we have to do is close out this recruiting season.
I think they need better players. Everybody Absolutely. Needs better players.
Right.
And it takes me to another discussion that we mm-hmm. had on the show. That it seems like there's better female athletes in the state than there are male athletes. Because you see way more of them going higher division, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All of the... You have to have some Nebraska talent. Where mm-hmm. is it? You've been to practice. You've been around here enough. It doesn't seem to me that there is as much talent, even if it's walk-on talent, going to Lincoln, and maybe Andy Janovich is going to be one of those kids that changes the perception here. Has it changed from your playing days and when you went to Lincoln?
Boy, that's hard because there's so you can use specific examples to back up both of your arguments. You know, because I'll go with... Well, our best offensive lineman was Spencer Long, and he was a walk-on from Nebraska, you know. And so you can kind of – and the Troy kid, and you can go down the line and say, well, statistically, it'd be interesting to go through and look at the percentage of walk-ons playing. And I always use the 90s as this, as everybody does, as this, the top echelon. If you look at those teams from the 90s, how many of those kids were walk-on, Nebraska-type walk-ons were playing there? The percentage has not changed very much. Now, the question is, are we getting the number of scholarship kids out of Nebraska that we were before that are high-level contributors? And I would probably argue that there has been not as good of a stretch in recent memory with that type of kid. You know, the stereotype was always that Bill Callahan was going all over the world for these guys, and he could bring them in. But then the argument was, once they got here, they didn't fit in well with the culture. They weren't that type of kid that we need. Because there's no doubt in my mind that you need the blue chip great kind of kid.
Yeah.
But you also need that culture because we can't just go out and be like the Florida States or the Florida or the Alabamas of the world and just pick who we're going to recruit because we're at a geographical disadvantage. So there's this mixing pot that you have to have. In an ideal world, you have those all-American type kids, but you also have those tough, hard-nosed, hard-working kids to develop this culture that may be successful.
Send us your thoughts, folks. Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPN, superstation.com, or you can Facebook us as well, and that is Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. Like us and get on our Facebook.
Real quick, Did you think that, ever think that Nebraska would get, you know, ratings are kind of ridiculous, but they're the top-ranked running back in, out of California, one of the top-ranked running backs out of Texas, and one of the dual-threat quarterbacks out of California, one of the top of those. Those are the three guys, three skill guys that we've got coming this next year for this class.
And don't forget, supposedly, if he wasn't number one in the country, you got Westerkamp, one of the top wide receivers, sitting there as a redshirt. So,
but all you hear, but all we hear about, but all because again, that's the people's jobs, and they, all we hear about is how we can't recruit a great defensive lineman. Well, and that might be true too. So, I guess we'll see.
I guess you know what, everybody wants to compare it to the '90s when Alabama won this, and everybody's talking about how dominant they are, and they are. Congratulations. But Nebraska's five-year span still better than Alabama's recent five-year spans as far as wins and losses. You can't compare it to the greatest stretch of college football in the history of college football, and people can't get.
We aren't biased, though, are we? But here's the other thing, and this, look at our culture now. Look how much influence ESPN and the media has now compared to the mid-90s. They were forced to talk about Nebraska in the mid-90s just because of the overall dominance and what we had done. But I don't think anybody, even the bosses of this station or the huge ESPN gurus, can say that they do not influence Southeastern Conference football and the perception of Southeastern Conference football. But they're
it's
hey, listen, who
get them on the schedule.
Be careful now. Who signed your check?
Our poll question over the weekend: what is the biggest issue that the Lakers are dealing with? 67% of you said chemistry. I said coaching, because I think coaching can bring the chemistry together now, and maybe chemistry can make you a better coach. There's the old chicken and the egg theory, but most of the folks said chemistry.
How about age? Was that one of them?
Health was on here, and that was second.
I'm not going with health. I'm going with age. What Kobe say? We're just old. I'm paraphrasing.
That's a good way to edit that. Good job. Our poll question today: which team will win the NFC Championship game, the Falcons or the 49ers? Monty, what do you think? Falcons, 49ers?
I'm going with the home team. I'm going with Falcons.
Okay. I didn't want to brag too much, and I didn't want to bring I didn't want to bring it up to Kugler. When you're right, you're right. I am still hanging on, folks. Now, of course, I did, in all honesty, I did pick Denver when we started the playoffs. Okay, that's fine. But at the beginning of the year, and this, of course, would be the first time in the history of the 27 years I've been on this planet that I would have the Super Bowl correct. Baltimore and San Francisco were my picks, the Harbaugh brothers, making it to the Super Bowl, and I'm close.
There's a lot.
I'm damn close.
There's a lot of people that I won't mention on air that will be very unhappy to see the Harbaugh brothers in front of the cameras and fighting against each other. They're another couple that kind of draws a lot of ire. They're polarizing, aren't they? Am I wrong?
Yeah. Okay. But they're not afraid to say something.
I like them.
You were talking about the college style. Well, you've got a college coach as well.
That's why I like them.
In San Francisco. Well, at the beginning of the year, we had at least three of us make our selections. Jimmy Langan on Friday, he had Green Bay over Baltimore. By the way, my lock of the weekend was San Francisco beating Green Bay, and I'm just so happy to see that happen, although I puked when they had the pick six to start things. Spencer Schubert, he has New England over Green Bay, so he's still got his winner in there. And I had Baltimore and the 49ers going to the Super Bowl. So, I you know what? I am one of those guys. I like Danny Woodhead, but I just want Baltimore. I don't want New England. I don't know who New England could play right now in the AFC that I would root for them to go to the Super Bowl. And I don't know why. I don't dislike Tom Brady. But he made one bad throw yesterday, and he immediately knew it. It was just like a little six-yarder over the middle that he bounced into Lloyd. And before the ball even got there, you could see his hands go to his helmet. He's just too perfect. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk with Cardi Catholic coach Rick Petrie. The Lady Stars are undefeated as they get ready for a big week. All that and more coming up.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Supply and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sunshine developing here for today with southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour, and we'll see a high in the lower 20s. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, southwest winds will continue at around 5 to 10 and a low near 2 above. Right now, 16.
It's a Class A bias, Monty. That's what it is. It's a small town kid. Doug and Daddy Show, Monty Kratzenstein with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you along in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Where right now, either lot, you can get a beautiful pre-owned vehicle. They've got over 200 of them combined in stock. And they're, can you believe that they're already starting to push 2013 out the door, because it won't be too long until they're getting some new items in. But they're always taking care and making sure they've got the best on the lot for you. And maybe you don't need that brand new or pre-owned vehicle. Maybe you just need some work done on your vehicle, like I do. I go to Midway. They take care of it, whether they need to take it into the shop, get it up on the hoist, do some work on it, maybe align it. You've been bouncing around on this ice, folks. All of a sudden, it's pulling so hard one way, you're going to have a flat tire. You're going to blow a tire if you yank it too far one way or the other. They'll get it in. They'll get it fixed. They'll get you on the way. Oil change in and out in 30 minutes without an appointment. How can they possibly do it? Well, they've got so many certified technicians and great staff that that's what they do. Midway Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, there's some good basketball in the city. None of the teams are below 500, and they're going to get some action here this week on ESPN Radio. Tomorrow night, Donovan Trumbull at Kearney Catholic will have that doubleheader, and shout out to the Donovan Trumbull boys. Gibbon and Adams Central, back-to-back nights, overtime and banking a three to win. That's a great job, and we're going to get a chance to see them at Cope tomorrow, Cope Gymnasium in Kearney tomorrow. Thursday, the Kearney Catholic girls go to Seward. That's here on ESPN Radio at 7. And then Friday, the Kearney Catholic girls host undefeated Pierce. That'll be on Classic Hits 98.9. And the head coach of the undefeated Stars, Rick Petrie, joins us here on the show. Doug Dudamani Kratzenstein coming off an impressive win at Hastings St. Cecilia on Saturday. Coach, thanks for the time. How's things going?
Good morning. Going great.
Well, I suppose if you're number one, you're undefeated, and you haven't had to play those two teams yet, it's got to be going great. But let's face it, since that popped up on the schedule, And with Seward not having lost a game at the beginning of the year, and that's changed a little bit, but still number two in the state in B, everybody said, wow, the Kearney Catholic girls went undefeated in volleyball, and they went down and they beat some B teams, and they were ranked third in the all class. Now they've got a chance to prove that on the basketball court. How much of that are you getting? How big is this game?
Well, I think it's, you know, kind of a big game for us. I think it's going to be a challenge, but on the other hand, I think we're going to be up for it.
Do you have to worry? I want to know, are the girls talking about it? Is that something that, I mean, or do you have to just say, hey, we're playing Donovan tomorrow? I know you can give me coach. I know you can give me coach speak, but these girls have to know what's coming up Thursday and Friday.
They do. I mean, they're looking forward to Thursday and Friday. You know, I suppose it's pretty easy to overlook Donovan, but by the same token, they'll come out tomorrow and be ready to play.
Coach, it's Monty Krathenstein. I had a couple of questions for you about, you know, when the perception, the incorrect perception for a lot of people is with the talent that you have. You know, you can just roll the ball out and let them play. And those of us who've coached at one time or another know that certainly is not the case. And sometimes it's a bigger challenge when you have a team as talented as you. What are some of the challenges that you have as a coach at this point in the season, especially what I used to call the dog days of the season? What are some of the challenges you have in a day-to-day practice standpoint?
Well, I think the biggest challenge we have sometimes is, you know, we don't get a whole lot of work done with the top group against somebody else. What we have to do is split the kids up and make them go against one another. And, you know, that makes for a lot of competitive practices, but sometimes our starters don't actually play a whole lot with one another during practice. And I guess that's a little bit of a challenge, you know, for them to be able to mesh a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I guess practice-wise, that's probably our biggest thing right now.
Well, and that's probably a good problem to have. But, you know, when I look at your squad, I see that same thing, and I love watching and coaching practices, and I think, boy, you could have some fun in practice. You can really compete, and I know these girls well enough to know that they're really competitors. I'm thinking it might be more fun to go watch you guys practice sometimes than it is to watch you play games.
You know, and to be honest, sometimes our second kids play pretty well, too. You know, we had a scrimmage the other day, and, you know, for 8 minutes, those kids stayed toe-to-toe with that first group, so that was kind of fun to see.
We're talking with Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach of the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars. You did get a test on Saturday afternoon against a very good Hastings St. Cecilia ball club. Now that that's soaked in here for about 48 hours, what are some things that you noticed and that you want to work on in practice today?
Well, I think defensively we played pretty well. There are some things that we need to correct just a little bit on our zone defense. Depending on the opponent, where we want to go and how we want to defend things. And, you know, we took a timeout during the game to talk about how we wanted to defend their shooters, and we really didn't do as good a job as I would have liked to have seen, so that's something we got to work on. And then offensively, it wasn't our best game, it wasn't our worst game. I thought we had a lot of unforced errors, and, you know, that's something we need to correct before Thursday.
This kind of goes against my grain as a coach saying this, but let's not talk about Donovan Trumbull right now. Let's talk about this weekend. What do you do from a preparation standpoint? Because this isn't like the state tournament where you aren't quite for sure who you're going to play. You know who you're going to play. What do you do from a preparation standpoint to look at both these teams on back-to-back nights?
You know, we've gotten film on both of them, and the girls have looked at film and we've looked at film, so you know, so they're gonna put a lot of pressure on you, so your ability to handle their pressure, you know, will dictate it whether you're successful or not. You know, if we're able to not turn it over in the full court and give them easy buckets, then I think we'll be in the game throughout. You know, Pierce is a totally different team. They mirror a lot of things that we like to do. They typically just play 2-3 zone, don't press a whole lot. But, again, they're pretty tall and athletic, just like we are. So, you know, we'll work on a little bit of both of those aspects this week in practice.
Pierce is probably going to be the best matchup height-wise. These post players in Theron Baum and Sokolowski and Megan Anderson, they've also got 3 6-footers on their ball club. And let's not forget they really took it to you guys last year. Maybe one of the worst thumpings that these girls have experienced in their whole high school career. I'm sure they remember that.
Yeah, they do. You know, we were a little shorthanded last year and then got into some foul trouble, but you got to give Pierce a lot of credit. They took advantage of that and took it to us really well. So we're certainly hoping to return that favor this Friday.
Most high school basketball fans know about Seward and their tradition and their style of play. You do some things in practice as far as maybe extra players, putting pressure. How do you get your ball handlers ready for the type of pressure that they show you, you know, from the tip-off to the final buzzer?
We'll do a couple things. Number one, we do a little two-on-one drill where the kids have to work on taking care of the ball within a certain area of the court. Two defenders, one dribbler. We work a lot on that. Girls really hate that drill, but it's really beneficial, and I think it really helps them understand what they have to do. The other thing is we'll do a lot of 7-on-5, today and on Wednesday too.
Last minute here with Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic girls basketball coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You mentioned handling the ball. You've got one sophomore in Allie Prasoski that starts at the point for you. You bring Whitney Colling in. You bring Morgan Studi if you need to, but it's basically Whitney and Allie that are the first two there for you, and this might be the toughest pressure that they have faced. Do you like where they're at right now?
I do. You know, I think they've both improved tremendously this year, and taking care of the ball is one aspect of their improvement. Whitney is a little bit quicker than Allie. Allie's certainly a lot stronger, but, you know, they both have things that they do very well. And, you know, Michaela's going to handle the ball quite a bit, but those two have to be able to take care of it when it's their turn.
Well, Coach, as you're going into this weekend, we want to wish you a lot of luck because your girls are fun to watch play. They're good kids. They smile a lot. They're fun to watch play, and we're excited about this weekend too.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great two nights. The girls are really looking forward to it. You know, I think they're excited to see where they're at, and you know, the thing I really like about these girls is they're very, very competitive. You know, they showed that during the volleyball season, and it certainly carried over to this basketball season. And, you know, they're not going to back down from anybody, so it should be fun.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to work there at school. We'll see you throughout the week, all three games on our network of stations. Congratulations on the great start.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care. Rick Petrie, head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. You just never know, Monty. St. Cecilia played that tough schedule last week. They're 9-1. They're going to get Chanel Farmer back. They're going to go to the C2 state tournament. I have no doubt about it. They're a great basketball team, but they lost three games in a row last week. What happens if Kearney Catholic, dominating everybody by 30 points, goes 1-2 this week?
Well, you'd rather have it now than have a bad game in district and state. And that's one of the great things about scheduling this way and having these kind of challenges is there's really not very often you can simulate a state tournament sort of atmosphere against that sort of competition. And so playing back-to-back games like this is probably as close as you can get to state tournament level competition on back-to-back nights with little preparation between and the legs and all that sort of thing. So, you know, certainly it isn't such a horrible thing to lose games. You know, it's almost sometimes harder as a coach to get to that district and state and not have been challenged and not been put through those situations. And so, you know, when I coach, you always try to create some adversity for your kids because you don't know what kind of team you have until you face some real adversity. It's not a secret that probably Kearney Catholic girls haven't seen a lot of adversity from the basketball standpoint yet this year. So I think if I'm Coach Petrie and I'm really looking forward to it to see how they react, whether it be good or bad, then they can make their adjustments and work on from there.
All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show brought to you and taken care of by our friends at BK, Burger King, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Get your Whopper today and try some sweet potato fries, the perfect salty, sweet, and savory addition to any sandwich. And if you're not in the mood for a burger, how about a chicken sandwich or wrap? It's at BK, two locations in Kearney, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema, as well as Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We'll wrap things up right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
Get in the zone.
Your car is a big investment, and putting off oil changes can be a big mistake. Do it on time to help protect your engine and extend its life. Come into AutoZone today and get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for only $21.99. See store for restrictions and details. Look out for your investment and your dollars with oil change tips from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Dudamani, Kratzenstein. Okay, you like Atlanta. I suppose you like New England too, huh?
Oh, I love them. I love them. Is that what I'm supposed to say? See, I'm supposed to be opposite. Aren't we playing good cop, bad cop here?
You're catching up, yeah.
Yeah, I'm figuring this whole thing out. Yeah, I love New England. I love them, and I'm going to cheer for them really hard. I'm going to come with my face painted next time.
God, please, no. UNK basketball teams fell to nationally ranked Washburn on Saturday. They will host Central Missouri on Wednesday night, and Central Missouri's women nationally ranked Hastings College swept Dakota Wesleyan yesterday. The Dakota Wesleyan women, number 24 in the country, 63-60 Broncos, 20 points for Cammie Bruckman. Kearney grad Dane Bacon led the Hastings men to a 90-77 win over Dakota Wesleyan. He had 22 points. Right behind him, Dylan Flynn had 20. Brady Lohman had 15. Now it's off to Doan. Coach Jim Weeks, Drake Baronic, and the Doansters on Wednesday. The Doan men have something special, and that's got to be about the toughest game that Hastings men are going to have all year. It's Wednesday night. They beat Doan earlier this year. It's at Doan. They're going to have to withstand a lot.
That might be worth a road trip there. I saw Coach Weeks, Jim Weeks, at the holiday tournament down at the Metro Holiday Tournament there, and chatted him a little bit, and he was Lou Holtzing it a little bit. Oh, yeah, we aren't that good and all this sort of thing. But, of course, then you talk to Drake and you think they're going to win the NBA title with this team. So, again, they're playing both sides of it, too.
There's your good cop, bad cop. There's your veteran coach, rookie coach.
Hey, wouldn't you like to watch a practice there and watch Drake coach Connor? That's what I want to see. Because at some point, do you think Connor just says, hey, shut up. Well, I mean, but then he realizes he's not at home and he can't say that. And Drake and they get into some sort of tussle.
Plus, that's never happened. Plus, sometimes, the coaches get on there and try to show some moves. And, either Drake's schooling Connor or Connor's schooling Drake. I don't know. I don't want to. It wouldn't matter who's in the family or what family it is. It always goes on that way. Nebraska wrestling, good weekend. On the road, they beat two nationally ranked teams in the conference in Michigan and Northwestern. They'll host Illinois Friday night. UNK wrestling. They were banged up, as Coach Mark Bauer said. They were not able to be as successful at the national duels as they had hoped. They got beat in that first duel by Wisconsin Parkside. Then they beat Minnesota State. And then also in the consolation round, they faced Newberry. So the 1-2 ended up getting knocked out before the finals. So the Lopers went 1-2, and they'll host their dual tournament at the Health and Sports Center this Saturday. Hastings will be among the teams there. They had their quality hotel open. Connor Blanco led the Broncos, finishing second at 197 pounds. Tri-City Storm, they should have just played the third period, it sounds like, because on Friday they gave up three, lost 5-3. Saturday they scored four in the third period and won 5-2. So they split the games with Fargo at home. Now they go to Fargo for games this Friday and Saturday, and you can hear that, of course, on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Is it colder in Fargo than it is here today?
It's pretty cold here.
I'll bet yes.
I was surprised when it said 51 at Foxborough yesterday. So there you go, folks. We want to thank you for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We do it every day right after the 11 o'clock Sports Center here on ESPN Radio. If you missed some or all of it, you can can't listen from 11 to 12. That's why it's up 24/7 on the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. All you have to do is go to our podcast page at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can listen to any of our programs, including last Tuesday's Husker Roundtable. I want to thank Kevin Kugler from Dial Global and the Big Ten Network for joining us to talk a little NFL playoffs and Big Ten basketball. Also, Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie. Among our guests tomorrow to talk Husker men's basketball, Brian Rosenthal, the Lincoln Journal star. Damon Day will be in as our co-host, Monty Kratzenstein. Thanks for coming in on this Monday.
Happy to be here, always.
Huskers win it all next year, right? National title?
Yes.
That's what I love to hear. There you go.
We'll just taped. You don't hold me that?
I'm going to bring it up January 14th.
Dang
it. He's calling it. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.